Okay, let's do this fucking shit.
Welcome to another episode of Sitting Ringside. This is episode number 177. As always, I am Robert Villa, and with me, my homies, David Rodriguez, Mark M. U. Miller, and Rudy Lara. How's it going, fellas?
Not bad, not bad.
Going better now, now that we've got...
Hey, it's all good, bro. It is all good. Technical difficulties, especially doing this shit live. David, you still on mute. There you go. What were you saying, D?
I said it's Mark's fault. It's always Mark's fault.
Yeah, always.
Blame Canada.
I said it's Mark's fault. It's always Mark's fault.
Always. Yeah, yes, exactly. We're definitely blaming Canada. Right on, guys. Well, before we get started, as always, I got to give our shout-outs to HKA USA. Go hit them up. Go to HKAUSA.com. Also, to Foxhound Fuel. Use our discount code in all caps, FBMMA. Get your awesome supplements from them. They show a lot of love to Fightbook MMA and to Sitting Ringside. So go ahead and check them out. I believe you get 20% off all your purchases every single time you use the code FBMMA. Also to John Tyler, for all you fellas that want to get some badass underwear, also go to John Tyler's website. You can click the link or the logo, and it'll take you straight to his website. Use our discount code for another 20% off. Use Fightbook in all caps as well. Also, shout out to our streaming partners. We have Flow Combat, Fight TV, ESPN Plus, The Zone, and MMA TV. And shout out to all our sponsors. I wish we had sponsors. Shout out to our partners, promotions that we are partnered with. I don't know, I gotta say that some different. Gotta figure a way to say that a lot better.
Partner promotions, just call it our pee-pee pals.
Our pee pee.
That sounds good. Partner promotions.
They're going to say pee-pee pals. go check them out. We have XFN, One Championship, Combate Global, Fight World MMA, and everyone else that's under that list. Go check them out, please. All right, fellas, let's go ahead and start off with the MMA, boxing, grappling, Muay Thai category for all the upcoming events that are happening. We got six events that is worth mentioning, starting off with PFL 6 regular season. We also have LFA 161, Ryzen 43, Unified MMA 51, UFC on ABC 5, and Muay Thai League 7 Grand Slam. Also in the boxing, bare knuckle slap fighting category, we have BKFC 45 Hollywood on June 23rd, and the rest is going to be on the 24th, live on ESPN Plus in Germany. Slavos Boehmer versus Felice McConley.
Whoa. What did you say that name was? Slobber Boner?
Slobber.
I heard Slobber Boner.
So did I.
I heard Slobber Boner.
Damn it, threw me off. Also in Tokyo, it's going to be a title fight. We have Joshua Franco versus Kazuto Yoka. They are fighting for Franco's WBA junior bantamweight title. Also live on Showtime, two title fights. Carlos Adames versus Julian Williams. They're fighting for a Dame's WBC interim middleweight title. The next title fight is Fernando Martinez versus Jade Bornea. They're fighting for Martinez's IBF junior bantamweight title. And lastly, live on the zone in New York, we have Edgar Berlanga versus Jason Quigley. They are fighting for 10 rounds in the super middleweights. Man, I haven't heard that name in a long time. Jason Quigley.
Quigley Down Under. Remember that movie?
Yeah, man. I haven't seen Jason fight in forever. But it's going to be live on DAZN in New York, so go check them out. And that's pretty much it, fellas. And David, what do we always say about these fights, man?
If you're not watching every single second of every single round, of every single fight, of every single event that Rob just mentioned, and watching fights from 10 years ago, tweeting, being hypercritical, doing everything.
Not a real fight fan, folks. You got to be doing the Fuck It Friday challenge. Don't think that we forgot just because we haven't mentioned it the past couple shows because we had some guests. So don't think we forgot. So if you didn't do the past two Fuck It Friday challenges, not a real fight fan. So don't just give it up, man. Take that hashtag out of your profile. It's stupid.
No, you're just a casual.
You're just a casual. You know, put that. Put hashtag casual because fortunately that's what you are. Not a real fight fan. So negative, man. You guys are so fucking
always
negative.
Always shoot John Jones on UFC 4.
Hey, bro. We can't just bust in John Jones talk like that. We have to have some. We have to have some substance. It's got no nutrients.
Correct.
He's got no nutrients.
We'll get to John Jones later in the show, absolutely, but. We had a couple cards happen last week. Pretty interesting fights, pretty high stake fights. Starting with Friday night's Bellator 297, Nemkov and Romero. If you don't watch every single fight on this card and the post slims live, you're not a real fight fan. Let's start by saying that. But we had a huge. I mean, we'll start with the co-main event, right? Like Sergio Pettis, man. Like, did you guys see the? I thought it was a photoshopped picture of Pitbull during the weight cut. Emmett talked about it last week. Like, his head was bigger than his body. Like, it seemed like a pretty rough cut, right? And Rob, the performance from Pitbull, I don't know. Is Sergio just that much better coming off a year and what, or 18 months off, right?
You know what, man? Sergio Pettis, he looked really, really good that night. You know, we all praised on Pitbull, you know? We always said that Pitbull is just a, you know, he's a beast. He's on another level. He brings so much to the table. But you have Sergio Pettis. You know, this guy is just a crafty fighter. Overall, well-rounded fighter as well. And he showcased all his skills that night. And rightfully so, he is the new champ. And it is what it is, man. I mean, Pitbull just didn't – I don't know. It could have been either the weight cut. You know, like you said, Emmett did point out that he looked like a freaking bobblehead.
I don't think the weight cut had anything to do with it, bro. I just think it's what David alluded to. He's just that much better, bro. He's Jeff Pettis, bro. I'm not going to take anything away from that motherfucker because he went in there and he threw down, bro.
He did
amazing. I didn't expect that out of him.
He looked good.
I fucked up. You know, his brother made a shit ton of money, like 140 something grand on a bet. On his brother, so
yeah, just him coming off the layoff, like they always say, even Dana White, everybody's going to mention that, you know, ring rust, cage rust. But Sergio Pettis came back, looking, I mean, of course, healthy, but looking very sharp, using the reach, mixing up the leg kicks, and just kind of keeping just being a couple steps ahead of Pitbull. And he reclaimed the throne, right, Mark? I mean, shit, you called it, right? Did you watch the whole card, Mark? Or?
I was out playing poker, so
not a real fight fan.
There we go.
But I've seen part, like bits and parts of it, so you know what I mean. Like, now we got Patchy versus Sergio. So,
yep.
Oh man, that is going to be an explosive fight. Good fight.
Patchio.
Man, having Patchy Mix in there against Sergio, it's going to be a really, really, really good fight, man. I don't know. It's you know, a lot of people always say, you know, certain fighters haven't fought a certain fighter, and you know, but it's just you got two guys that are very skilled, know how to bring it, know how to fight. I'm gonna lean towards Patchy Mix, man.
Yeah, there's a huge but in that observation, bro. Because I mean, if you saw what I saw when they faced off in the ring, it's like a huge size disparity. Patchy Mix is gonna eat this dude's fucking lunch, man.
Bro, Patchy Mix is. I've seen him and shook his hand at Jackson Wink when he trains out there.
And you called him sir, didn't you?
I sure fucking did. I said, "How you doing, sir?" And it's just seeing him in person, man, and hearing his punches and his kicks. Bro, his beautiful voice.
And I think
No,
say a credit to Bellator, because people are always hating on Bellator. Like, we're talking before five, like, basically this fight was a super fight, you know, like these guys met at the right time in their career. Like, Pitbull, it's time to try to cut down and make it happen now. He's kind of on the older side of his 30s now. He's fought everybody. Big statement win for Sergio Pettis, and just like cementing a legacy over there in Bellator, right? Because now he's up against the young killer that he once was himself, you know, in Patchy Mix. So looking forward to that matchup, you know what I mean? That's high stakes in Bellator. And I know they just announced the 125 division. They're going to be doing the Pitbull, AJ McKee fight, or it's in Saitama. So Bellator's bringing the heat. Lots of hate they get all the time, but quality event last weekend, right?
Yeah.
It was a very good event.
Well, we almost seen a 46-year-old man become a champion, but getting to the main event.
Yeah, but, dude, I mean, come on.
No, it wasn't even a comparison, bro. Like, that was embarrassing. I was embarrassed that I picked Romero, man.
Me too.
He just looked so old in there.
Compared to his last fight and to now, it's like, what the fuck happened? Night and day from his last.
Bro, opponent is what happened. He
Nemkov.
Nemkov is on Nemkov another is no fucking level. That dude should be in the UFC, bro. That dude is a badass. I mean, every strike, insane amount of strikes. He's accurate. He hits heavy. He knows what he's doing on the ground. Bro, Romero had no fucking answer, dude. It was just him acting drunk, like, for fucking four rounds after that first round, getting his ass fucking handed to him. It was embarrassing, bro. I'm like, dude, it's just, I don't know, go away.
Yeah, the skills of Nemkov, man. I mean, I know Emmett spoke highly about it. We know him. I mean, he's had some pretty big fights in Bellator. He's the king right now, you know, probably the best in the world, what Scott Coker said, you know, as far as weight class. But Rudy's right. He should be in the UFC, but he's definitely a showcase talent for Bellator. Always going to be headlining and, you know, be one of the best probably to ever do it in Bellator at that weight class.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, but there's still that rumor going around, and I think Coker even said that PFL
he's got cooties
on the rise to possibly purchase Bellator. Well,
yeah, I'm hearing also that apparently Tony Khan wants to buy Bellator now.
I'm actually hearing no.
who wants to buy
Tony Khan, the Jacksonville Jaguars owner?
Khan.
Dude. Apparently he's interested. I'm like, yeah, I'll believe that when I see it. He's just trying to copy, you know, he's trying to be like Vince and merge with an MMA company. That's all he's doing.
He's just trying to get people to talk about his football team. That's all it
is. And his wrestling.
Yeah.
So he's trying to be like Vince.
He's super rich, too, though. That fucking guy.
He is, but.
Yeah. But, yeah, the Jaguars, nah, nobody wants to hear about the Jaguars.
That's what I'm saying. It just wants people to talk about his football team.
Well, whatever he owns.
He wants to see Nemkov and Jiří in the UFC one day again. They have to rematch one day.
Hey, that's a fight.
He fought in Ryzen during the Grand Prix a couple years back, so it'd be nice to see him rematch again. That was a good fight.
Yeah. But Khan, what does he own, though, Mark? Does he own, like, all the Home Depots, or is that, like, the Atlanta Falcons owner?
He owns Nabisco.
He owns the Jacksonville Jaguars, and his son owns AEW. So that's about it.
Yeah,
well, his other son works in WWE.
Yeah. So, well, there you go. That all makes sense then if he buys a PFL or a Bellator, right? But did you guys watch any prelims? Mark, of course, not a real fight fan. Didn't watch the whole card. Every single second of every round. But Corey Anderson has previously fought Nemkov twice. Unfortunate losses, setbacks. Did we all pick? I believe I picked Corey. You had Phil Davis.
Right? I had Phil Davis, dude. And yeah, I mean, that was a really close fight. It was a really close fight. It was a good fight, but you know, whatever, man. They gave it to Anderson.
Yeah, because Anderson came in saying that this fight, he's ready to retire. You know, back early against the wall, kind of a must-win fight against a tough opponent. But yeah, that was close, man. But maybe in fact he does get the next crack. That's what that fight was for on that card. I mean, basically.
So, oh yeah, for sure.
It'll be a third time they fight, but you never know. Third time might be a charm for Corey Anderson.
Maybe.
On the prelims, man, did you guys see Jaleel Willis? What is it, the Ramzan, the undefeated Dagestani guy there? That was murder. That was one of the best finishes on the card. And, of course, it was 15 fights deep. So, yeah, there was some good fights. So Bellator put on definitely a better card, I guess, than moving on. Than what? UFC, Vettori, Cannoneer. Rudy, we said the sound tonight would possibly be the main.
Yep.
It was kind of the opposite, right? Or...
Yeah, I don't know, man. it was just five rounds of someone getting their head caved in.
Man, tough. Brutal. It was brutal.
Boy's got a chin, though. God damn.
Yeah, but that's all he has, bro. He's and cardio. He's got a chin. He's got cardio, and he's got a good ground game. But, I mean, you would think one thing he would work on is his hands, and fuck, bro.
Yeah. Do you feel it should have been stopped at any time, Rudy? Or do you think?
Oh yeah, fine? Man. Nah, it probably should have been stopped. But you know, I'm not one to say when somebody's had enough. Yeah. That's not for me to say.
That's up to the ref.
Yeah, it's up to the ref and up to the corner, bro. You know, they got to look out for their fighter too.
Don't trust Keith Peterson.
Oh fuck, my God, dude.
That fucking ref, bro.
Yeah, that fucked up all the parlays, dude.
Yep.
He does a late stoppage and then he does an early stoppage, like a true early stoppage.
And he smokes a cigarette and takes a shot while doing it, bro.
See, that's how wacky of a weekend it was of fights, because we had, you know, a true early stoppage and then a blatant early stoppage that shouldn't have been stopped. Got two fighters going through the cage door and fucking LFA. leg break, you know, it was a mix of just about everything except for what, a draw is all we needed.
That's all we needed.
Sounds like underground fighting.
Didn't Conor get accused of rape?
Yeah, the emerging story of Conor McGregor, we talked about it a little bit last week, but still details emerging. We'll get to, I guess, that topic later in the show, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit, man.
But overall, the card itself, I don't know. I mean, there was some good fights, so early. Armin Sarukian sort of got tested by Joaquin Silva, right? And now he was a huge underdog, biggest underdog on the card. But Sarukian just said, fuck this shit, went in there in the third round, finished business, right?
Yeah, man, he was the biggest underdog, Joaquin Silva. I think plus 700. I think it was closer to like 1,000, you know, come fight night. But yeah, man, Sarukian was he was kind of challenged there. It was a good night, man. Good night of fights. I enjoyed the Petrosian fight. Pat Sabatini.
That one got me.
Torres fucking up Mota. That was ugly, dude. Nicholas Dalby coming out and winning that shit. Jimmy Flick losing.
That was the sandwich of the night right there, right?
Yeah, dude, that was.
Dalby, I enjoyed. Even though it cost me on my Tapology, let's go Dalby. That was a good one.
Yeah, the Muslim Salikov Nicholas Dalby fight, Rob, sandwich of the night.
Oh.
Brought to you 100%. By Subway.
And what about Kyung Ho Kang, bro? Coming out and starching Chris and Quinones, man.
Oh, my God.
First round sub. That was good,
bro,
man.
That was fast. Jimmy Flick, man. I don't think he's the same fighter as he was, man.
Nah,
I think
man.
He's gonna get cut. I think he's.
He's probably got one more shot, man. And I think it's Creighton's if he doesn't win
one
it.
More.
Yeah, if he does and he loses again, it's over.
It's
needs Creighton's. To hang it up.
I don't know, bro. I told you guys, you know, he just didn't seem like his heart was in it, you know? And I'm not talking shit. That's just an observation.
No, you're totally right. ever since he got the divorce, ever since that he, you know, got this new girl, it's just
The 3 year, you know, difference is all. It's all the difference in his fighting, his mindset. Yeah. Everything changed up, and the game changes forever. It's forever changing. The fighters are getting better, younger age. Jimmy's always fought top dudes, and I mean, yeah, this opponent was a bad matchup, in my opinion, for Jimmy. Costa's an animal. Like, he trains with what's his name? That guy, Diego Lopez. He was in his corner. The guy who nearly took out, what's his name, Rudy? Your boy?
Who? My boy. I don't remember, man. I don't want to remember that.
Well, Diego Lopez, you should, yeah, if you remember him right, that's you tested your boy, man. But that's who he trained with. I mean, excellent BJJ. I thought the fight would probably be a lot more grappling, but great game plan, man. Like, he was just chewing up Jimmy's lead leg. He was compromised 2 minutes into the fight.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Jimmy's like, you know, he was able to stand in there and give a couple to him, but it just wasn't the fight style of fighting for Jimmy. It was a very bad matchup, in my opinion. And I don't know. Look, one more shot. I agree with Rudy. I think he gets another shot.
You know, I think Jimmy needs to realize that this is MMA and it's not a jiu-jitsu competition. It doesn't matter if you're good at it or not. You still need to have that ground game or the stand-up game. You need to learn how to strike and kick and block, defend, and not just try to take the fight to the ground all the time.
Yeah, I mean, bro, you're talking like he's fucking, you know, the Gracie dude that, what's, I forget his name already, bro.
Kron Gracie.
Yeah, Kron bro. Oh, God.
Yeah, that was like one of the worst like main card performances of the UFC for sure. Like, I don't know why it was on a main card. Of course, God, it's Gracie, but I mean, still, like, that was very.
You know, the most disappointing fight for me that night was Petrosian and Leroy Duncan. I thought he was going to go out there and do something, and Petrosian had his fucking number, dude.
Yeah, credit to Kylo Ren. He looked amazing. He used the force, and he was a big underdog, right?
Kylo Ren.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Christian Leroy Duncan will probably come back and be better. Like, he had a wicked style, like, just everything he was throwing. And, I mean, he had the fucking gas tank to go 3 rounds. Like, he could have maybe just picked some shots earlier. But Petrosian proved that he's just super tough and durable. And that was a lock pick of the night, right? Mark, you had Mark, credit to Mark again, the Tapology King. Crown him. It's been, what, how many weeks straight, Mark? 4 or 5 weeks straight?
Aside from this past weekend, I've won the last, you know, couple weeks in a row.
Yeah.
At least two out of the last three, four weeks. So, yeah, I've been doing pretty good.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, my picks went south. Rob, I don't know how you did, Rudy, because, yeah.
Yeah, mine were okay. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
The last week was shit for me, though.
Yeah, this is a easily forgotten card, to put it that way. And I gave it it was a 4.3 overall.
I'll give it a 3.
Yeah,
I gave it a 6, man. It was decent. I enjoyed it.
It was a good card, but Keith Peterson just, you know, that's kind of shitty judging. You know, like, bad ref and shitty judging just ruins the card sometimes for people. Sometimes it takes away from the good shit.
I mean, what would you have gotten out of that Argueta and Lawrence fight anyways?
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It would have got it would have got a 3.5, right, Mark? I guess if you add the Argueta fight as a 0.5 overall game changer. So
maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a card I want to forget about as soon as possible, right? But Rob, what was your grade? A 10?
I'm gonna give it a 5, 10. Please. I'm gonna give it a 5.
$1.
$1.
Price is wrong.
That's exactly good.
Wrong.
Bitch.
The $1 Price is Right bid. That's what that card was. Terrible, terrible. But yeah, luckily we had Bellator. We had guys flying through the cage door in LFA. A guy broke his leg pretty nasty in Octagon.
That just sounds like an odd weekend. Like, falling through a cage, breaking the leg. Like, that doesn't sound like professional. It sounds like underground fucking MMA, like some unsanctioned shit.
Like that video game Pit Fighter. Remember that game?
Oh, dude.
Killer one.
That shit was
Yeah, it's a classic.
awesome.
And if you don't know about what that is, you're too young.
No,
You
you're
really
just not a
don't
fight fan, bro, or a game
You're a
fan.
fight fan, bro.
You're just not a fan at all of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, just unfriend all of us, all right?
Yeah, dude. Just go away.
I don't even want to talk to you.
Just hit the like button though before you leave.
Yeah. Don't forget to subscribe and
The
like and comment.
Yeah,
Like,
get
comment, and share, and subscribe.
But yeah, if you didn't watch all the fights on Bellator 15 and what 11 or 12 on UFC and LFA, PFL all last weekend, 100% not a real fight fan. So I don't care how
Not a real
bad
fight
that
fan.
card was. So, but we have a pretty good UFC card for the real hardcores. We'll get to that here in a little bit.
Yeah,
But in the
let's queue up
meantime,
the let's queue up
outside the
Wow.
All right.
Has it been the week that's been ever for Outside the Cage News? I think this one takes the cake. Number one, I
Oh
mean,
my
we might even have
God.
to do a full show on just Outside the Cage News, with the shit that's going
I
on.
mean, right?
Yeah, fuck it. No more picks, no more odds. Straight Outside the Cage News, because forever, sometimes, always more interesting. That's what than what's happening in the cage or the ring. But speaking of the cage or the ring, I don't know where it's going to happen. Elon Musk is ready to go, ladies and gentlemen. And who does he want? Other than the
The cuck, Mark Zuckerberg.
Where the hell did we end up in this twilight zone of MMA and combat sports where like this is the biggest news in combat sports
It's
news?
all Logan and Jake Paul's fault.
It is, kind of.
It really is.
It's their fault. It is, and Triller's fault.
The minute we've seen Tyron Woodley go face planting in the middle of a ring, nothing has been the same.
No.
Right? Or I guess Ben Askren getting.
Ben Askren, yeah, he's the
Yeah,
one that
he's
got
the scapegoat.
starched first.
Yeah, he's the scapegoat that like it caused everything. You know what I mean? For it to happen and just curse combat sports or the world where anyone could just fight anybody, including Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk. But Rudy, what are the odds on the fight? I think Elon's the